Hello.
Hi, Chris. It's Nadine. How are you?
Good.
Hey. So, Nikki wanted me to speak with you about the tracking number. So, the tracking number, what it is, it's a local tracking number. And it's a way that you can track your calls that you're getting from our program, which is going to also decrease. And I won't say that it'll completely get rid of the scam calls, right? But it's to prevent you getting so many of them. But that number specifically is going to be linked to your phone.
Right. So I guess my concern with it was if, say, it's a Facebook ad or the website or whatever, and it's not my actual, is it not my actual phone number that was going to be displayed? Is it going to be like a generated number or something?
It's a local tracking number to your area, right? And that's the number that's going to be displayed. But let's just say, I'll give you an example, right? And I think this is where you might have a concern. So let's say you decided one day you no longer want to utilize our services. It's going to revert back to your phone number. It'll remove the tracking number.
Well, my question is, like, this tracking number that you're talking about, is it like if I have a website or an ad on Facebook or on Google or whatever it be?
It's going to be the tracking number, correct.
So it's going to be the tracking number. Completely different phone number, but like a complete different phone number, correct?
It'll be one number, one tracking number that's going to be displayed, linked to your phone number. It's not going to be different phone numbers on every different platform. It's going to be the same phone number.
Right. So I guess what I'm asking is it's not going to be my 813-598-166.
It's
going to be an 83 something else.
Yes, correct.
Is there any way where we can just make that my 598-166 number? Or does it have to be a separate number just because it's going through the tracking services?
Well, so what you're saying, okay, let me see if I understand what you're saying. You don't want the tracking number. You want it to be your actual phone number displayed.
Just so that it doesn't cause confusion, just because I've had issues already with using Angie, where they use a separate number as like a cloaking or whatever. And it causes confusion when I try to call back or something of the sort where they called one number, but now they have a different number calling me for the same person, or they don't realize that it's me or something of the sort. So I try to avoid that confusion as much as possible. So that's my question and concern.
Okay. Yeah, I see where you're getting at, because what you're saying is, okay, so they call that local tracking number, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then when you go to call them back, it's going to show your actual cell number.
Correct.
Is what you're saying. Okay. How long have you had that number? How long have you had this specific number? Yeah, for the business.
It's the only phone number I've ever had. So.
Okay.
13 years? Oh, wait, no. How old am I? I'm 30. So that would make it 17 or 18 years.
Okay, hold on. Let me see.
I guess the other. Yeah, so what I'm just hoping is that people don't associate me with a separate phone number and then get confused or discouraged, because I've. Some people do, whenever they see, you know, me calling for multiple numbers, they see it as fraudulent sometimes, you know, more so the older community, I guess you could say, which seems to be a decent amount of the work that I get is the older community. But so that's why I was just trying to negate that as much as possible.
Okay. Give me a second here, because I'm just trying to get confirmation.
Mm-hmm.
Bear with me. I'm waiting for a response right now. I'll be honest with you. I've never heard, like, I understand what you're saying, right? That someone would be like, well, wait a minute. I called this number. Why are you calling me from that number, right? I've never, ever, ever heard anyone, like, kind of feel like that. My cousin has a Google number, and they call her number, but she'll call them from her cell phone with her catering businesses. And no one has ever, like, said anything like, oh, why are you calling me from a different number?
That's a smaller part of the, smaller part of the, that, but the other thing is if they, you know, I guess once I recontact them, they can change the number in their phone, but say for some reason I miss a phone call and then they save the number that they called as my direct business. And then when they,
And then they're like, wait a minute.
contacts get mixed up and such. So I just, if it's possible, I mean, if it's not possible, I understand and I'm okay with it. I just, you know, I can work that out with the customers whenever I'm contacting them if they get confused. But I just, if it was a possibility to make the number that they would see my actual number instead of, you know, a different one, but still go through the tracking services, if that was a possibility, I would just prefer that.
Okay. Let me see. Yeah. Well, if it is approved that we proceed without the tracking number, there's not going to be a way for you to really even track if the calls are coming from our program, just so that you're aware. I would definitely ask when they call how they found you in order for you to track it.
Rid of the tracking service. It's the fact that I was curious if the number that you guys use for the tracking service can be my actual number, or not.
Well, we wouldn't be able to, I mean, that's why I'm trying to get the approval so that we just, that it be your number that is on the platforms, right? If it's going to be your number on the platforms, just so you know, there's not a way for us to track it as a tracking number.
Okay. What I was getting at was seeing if that it was possible to make the tracking number the same as my phone number and still have the service.
So
because
let
if we
me
can't do that, that'll yeah, probably yeah. I don't mind going through with it where it's a different number, and then, you know, the people that do have the concerns or whatever, I can explain it to them. I was just trying to see if we can use my number and still have the tracking service.
Yeah, that's the only thing, is if it's your number showing there, it's not a way for us to track it. We put the tracking number so that it's linked to your phone and we can track it that way. My manager says if we put it with just your physical phone number, right, we're not going to be able to track the calls. We can do it, but she's like, is he committed to, like, being in a long-term relationship with us to get this marketing going and to bring him business? Is what they want to make sure. And I'm not saying long-term, like you're with us for 10 years, right? But it's like, are you committed to at least stick this out and let's get you the results that you need?
No, I am. So I essentially wasn't looking to get rid of the tracking service because I do like the idea of that where I can see a return and, you know, have recorded phone calls. I like that and I want to keep that. It was more so just, you know, are you guys able to use, you know, have it where it shows mine and still get tracked? And if not, then it is what it is and we'll just move forward with it. And the people that I do get concerns or questions or whatever, I'll just explain that and work it out with them. That's not too much of a problem.
Yeah. Okay. Do you want to stick with the tracking number then so I can let them know?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We can go ahead with it. If that's the way it's got to be, then we'll just go.
Let me do this. He is going to stick with tracking number. Let me ask him something because we're building you your website, right?
Mm-hmm.
Can we show his physical phone number as well on the website? Because I think I'm just going to put he is concerned that the older community would be confused by him calling from his phone number when they call the tracking. Yeah, let me see. I'm talking to myself so that way I know it makes sense.
Yep, no, sometimes saying
that
out loud.
The older community would call the tracking number, and when he sounds like I'm beating up my keyboard, would call the tracking number, and when he calls them back, he's calling from a different number. I mean, if even at least on the website it were to show That's what I'm asking.
Yeah.
Okay. They're typing. I'm just waiting for Nikki to respond to me. She knows. Go ahead and call him back. So yeah. Give me a second. How was your vacation, right? You went out for a few days?
Yeah, we drove up to Carolina to see some family.
Oh, did you? I have a friend that's actually going to North Carolina on Thursday. She's driving, flying out there, her and her husband, to go look at some property to have kind of like, I guess like a vacation home, I guess you would say.
Yeah.
I think that's the way to go, right? So when you retire, you already got a house, you know?
No, that's absolutely right. What area?
I'm not sure. I know her cousin just moved out there, and that's what triggered her to say, hey, I think I want to go out there and see about some property, you know? So I was like, wow. She's like, we're actually, she wants a property that has like farmland on it, I guess.
So she's probably going to be looking a little closer to the coast then.
Okay, yeah, see, I wouldn't really know. You probably know more than me. You know what I mean?
Western North Carolina, Appalachian Mountains, and that's where our family is up in it's called the Pisgah Forest, which is like the south side or like southwest side of the Blue Ridge Parkway.
Uh-huh.
So they're really close to the Blue Ridge Parkway, like 20 minutes maybe if that. So like that kind of area up in the mountains. But, yeah, there's not a whole lot of like, I guess you could say agricultural land out there. There is some in the valleys, but a lot more would be more like Raleigh and stuff like that towards the coast.
Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah. Cause I know definitely your husband was saying she wants to have where there's farmland. And I'm like, okay. So I don't know where that's at, but like I said, you know more than I do. Yeah. But you know, I have a lot of family that's starting to do that. Like they're buying property, like in another state. Like I have a cousin who bought property. Where did she go to? Idaho, I think it is.
Yeah.
And, her and her husband go there during a certain time of the year. They're retired from the police department. So they go out there and she's like, you guys should come with us for a few months. Like they got a little house there. And I think eventually, cause I'm going to tell you, California is like insane. It's like crazy. Yeah, it's literally, if I told my cousin right now is separating from her husband and she was trying to find a one bedroom apartment. You don't even want to know how much it is. And there's like no garage, no washer dryer hookup. $1,900 for a one bedroom.
Price. That's not super far off of what Tampa is starting to be. Tampa, Florida is like, it's catching up. I've seen a single bedroom apartment, granted with a washer and dryer. So that's about it. A year or 2 years ago, I moved a friend, helping a friend move a neighbor from their place to a one bedroom. I think it was 750 or 800 square feet. $1,450 a month.
Yeah, it's like, it's insane. Even what the houses go for right now, just to rent, like a three bedroom, two bath, you're looking anywhere between 35 to 4,000. Like literally, I don't know how families even, yeah, it's grateful enough that, we're lucky enough that we rent from our friend of ours. Her parents have like four houses, like side by side that they own. They bought them years ago. And so they have these renters and they're like, we need to get rid of them. They're not paying the rent. Like they were months without paying rent and they're an older couple, you know, and they're like, we understand people have hard times, but I mean, you're like, these people got to pay. So they said, hey, if we evict them, will you guys move in? And we're like, yeah. So, I mean, we're in a three bedroom, two bath, two car garage, front and backyard, and we pay $2,400 a month, but that's nothing. And I'm literally 5 minutes away from Disneyland. So the properties here by Disneyland are a lot more expensive.
Yeah.
A lot more. Okay, yeah. So let me see if Nikki can just at least proceed with you and then get an answer for you on that with the website. Just so that way we're at least getting you through your client interview.
Not a problem. Like I said, I'm good with if it's available, cool. If not, not a problem. Like I said, I was just wanting to check that.
Okay. I don't want you like sitting on the phone. I know you got things to do too.
Yeah, it's okay. I'm got a little bit of time today. I left myself with space to catch up with phone calls and whatnot before I.
Yeah. Before you got to get to work.
Right. Yeah. Because, you know, what happens when you come back from vacation? Everything's been crazy.
I know. Well, her husband, he does the Pollo Locos. Like, he does the maintenance and all these big, like, chain restaurants and stuff. And they went on vacation for 4 days to Hawaii, and he's got his computer with him because he's like, I got to still answer. And I'm like, dude, you got to be able to disconnect a little bit. He goes, you don't understand. I don't have people that are smart enough to handle it, so I got to still be, like, on call, you know?
Yeah, unfortunately, I know that feeling.
You can. Okay, so Nikki's going to call you right now, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Chris. All right.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.